Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Good morning, Alsip and Chicagoland. You're now tuned in to Lou Manfredini right here on House Smarts Radio. Broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip, he's all yours for the next 3 hours. He's taking your calls live right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Foxy lady.
I see what you did there. Welcome in. Like the swans of Capistrano or the tulips sprouting up in your garden, our spring live broadcast here at Fox Home Center is a sure sign of spring. Hi, everybody. Nice to see you out there. Say good morning to Chicagoland. We have a nice crowd here at Fox Home Center in Alsip. Our live broadcast is being sponsored by Everlife Luxury Vinyl Flooring from MSI and by PPG Prolux. It's nice to see you all here this morning. Thank you very much for coming out this morning. The first 300 people, did y'all get your goodie bags this morning? I like that there's reserved seating up front here. It's really nice. Right, it's VIP. If you get a foul ball, I'll throw it to you. You're right there. That's where you want to sit for the foul ball, right there. We got the Tiki. Hello, Tiki ladies in the background. They're back there. They're talking. They're not paying attention at all. Are you listening to another radio show back there? We're just saying good morning to you ladies at the Tiki. Right. I understand that the mimosas are very good this morning because they're made with love. Is that true? That is true. So please help yourself there and don't drink and drive. Lindsay, good morning. Nice to see you this morning. Hi, nice to see you. And then we have Bob Ferguson, who's helping us back. Ernie, who's been here since, well, he got here about 20 minutes ago. But Ernie's been here setting us all up. And thanks, Ernie, for your hard work. And the staff, I know I'll thank them a lot at Fox Home Center, who when I come in early, you know, there's already a bunch of people here, and they all give me a dirty look. Right, they're all like, why do I got to be here for this guy? So I really appreciate them. They don't really do that. That's very nice. So we have a nice, fun show for you today. The Rhythm Rockets are here this morning. Nice to see you. You guys are always so kind to join us. They'll be providing us with some live music here this morning. We'll give some more information about them as well. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for those of you listening across the radio. Please give us a call. We're happy to help you. And then those of you in the audience as well, raise your hand if you have a question. We'll pass around a microphone as well. I'd be happy to help you. The sun is coming out. I think spring is actually coming at some point. Here at Fox Home Center, if you come in, you'll see all these amazing displays of lighting when you come in. Tile, as far as the eye can see. They have beautiful vanity displays, all built out, modern. They're constantly switching them out. And then behind us, where we're located, is the kitchen portion of the showroom, where there's really some terrific kitchen layouts and ideas, countertops, whether it's granite, quartz, you name it. It's all here at Fox Home Center, along with a full-service lumber yard that's there to serve you as well. It really is, as I travel around the country and I meet different businesses like this, there aren't a lot of these types of places left, a true independent. And that's the kind of businesses, in my mind, in the world of Amazon and ordering everything online, that we really need to do a good job of supporting, because they do such a great job in the community. You get the kind of selection and expertise in places like this that you just don't get at other stores. I think that we'll probably talk with somebody from their staff as well. But combined, they've got a bunch of people here that have worked here for years and years and years, and they really know their stuff. And so we're always happy to be out here at Fox Home Center, really a fun event as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Coming up in our show today, we will be talking about composite decking. The folks at Trex will be joining us, and then we'll also be talking with the sales manager here about lumber and decking. And we got a really cool Noodaloo 2 that we're going to feature. Are we going to raffle that off? Sure. Probably, right? Does anybody here have difficulty breathing? Well, the band, right. Well, that's not self-inflicted? Right, okay, fine. Well, anyway, summer is coming, and maybe you've got to blow up some toys, you know, like that for the kids or the grandkids. Our Noodaloo 2 is kind of a neat idea, and it just made me think of people that have breathing difficulties, but also something that I think that I would use as well. This hour of House Smarts Radio, by the way, is sponsored by Dykstra Home Services, by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, and by ChevyDriveChicago.com. I know. All right, so here's the elephant in the room for those of you. I'll stand up for all of you. What? What? Well, everybody said something to me, so I've lost 23 pounds on Seattle Sutton. Which I have a whole nother thing that, you know how I'm going to Alaska? Because I've lost so much weight, there's more room on the ship. So we do have some cabins available if you're still thinking about it. I'll give you some information
Less
about
Lou.
It. Less Lou,
more,
room on the more you. Right, that's it. Right, exactly. So I'm super happy about that. I feel great.
You should be. Have you talked to me?
The real test in all this is going to be, thank you, but when we come back to Fox Home Center next year, and if I still lost the 23 pounds, then you can congratulate me, because we've all been there, right? You work really hard, and you lose some weight, and then all of a sudden you want to put it back. I don't want to do that, so I want to make sure that that doesn't happen. But I'm still going. I've got 8 more pounds to go, and then I'm getting a girlfriend. Right on, right? No, I'm not. My phone's ringing. That's my wife's attorney. She just called. All right. We are going to take a quick break. We're live here at Fox Home Center. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll be right back.
Now I'm so glad I ain't no fool no more. I'm so glad I ain't no fool no more. 'Cause I got me somebody who can satisfy my soul.
Welcome back. Today's live broadcast at Fox Home Center in Alsip is sponsored in part by Shiloh Cabinetry and Trex Decking. That's the Rhythm Rockets you're hearing right there. Nicole Kessler, Mike Bielecki, and Dave Downer on guitar. Thanks for joining us this morning. They'll be playing this morning. They've got tickets available. They'll be appearing at Club Arcata, one of the most exclusive entertainment experiences in the Midwest. Reliving the glory days of the Roaring Twenties in Chicago, and it's located on the third floor of the historic Arcata Theater. You can go to clubarcata.com. You can also see the full 7-piece band perform at the beautiful club coming up Friday, April 19th from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. 9 p.m., it's a little late. You'll never get Lindsay there. She's usually already been asleep for at least 15 minutes. You're welcome. Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines right now. And in Riverside is where Mary is calling. And Mary, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning to you. And it's a sunny day for a change.
Beautiful, right? Finally.
Yes. Well, I have noticed at the bottom, down south, all kinds of granules from the roof. And this was a new roof put in November.
Okay.
And it's shedding these granules, you know, into the gutter, and then, of course, down to through the downspout in the earth there. So I am quite concerned.
It's not uncommon, Mary, to have this kind of granule release from a newer roof. It's overbuilt, it's overapplied, and then you do lose a little bit of that on there. Now, what I would do just to calm your concern is if you can go across the street,
okay,
and if you can take a look at the roof from there, or if you have friends or neighbors that maybe have a pair of binoculars. Well, if they have a pair of binoculars. And then, then you could look at it kind of more closely, and as long as you see a consistent shade and consistent grains across the top of it, I would not worry at all. If you see some streaking where it appears through the binoculars, you can see, you know, some granules that have come away like lines where water has wasted away,
okay,
then you probably need to contact the roofing contractor to come out and do an inspection. But a little bit of the granules coming off of a brand new roof, that is a pretty normal occurrence.
Oh, okay. Now, will this continue?
No, it should calm itself down. You get through the spring and probably you sweep that up, and every now and then you may see a little bit of it, but it's not something that is going to continue.
Oh, okay, that's a relief. So
no
that was
problem.
Very nice to hear.
You got
I'll
it. Mary.
Take your advice and check it out visually.
You got it. Thanks, Mary. I appreciate you calling this morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. We're live at Fox Home Center in Alsip. We'll be right back.
Now the rain is falling, and I am feeling blue. Now, Daddy.
Welcome back. Our live broadcast from Fox Home Center in Alsip is sponsored in part by Everlife Luxury Vinyl Flooring from MSI and by PPG Pro Lux. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You really have to stop doing the online shopping during the show. I mean,
I was so ready. I was like, tune in.
And right, you were working so hard, and then all of a sudden, like, oh my gosh, look at that blouse. 312-981-7200 is our phone number in Volo, Illinois, I think it is. Deb is on the line. Hey, Deb, you are on WGN Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Actually, it's Polo, P-O-L-O.
Wow, here I thought I was correcting myself. Where is Polo, Illinois?
Like I told the guy, in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere. All right, that's good. That's
we're
awesome.
We're a little over 2 hours. We're
near are you near Arcola?
Nope. No.
You're
that's
wet.
South, isn't it?
That's
we are
south.
Near Dixon, Illinois.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right. I know where that's at.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Okay. We had my kitchen sink was leaking, and my husband is,
God bless
is
him.
Not, he just doesn't want to bother with things. He's like, just go get a new faucet. So we also have a sprayer. I got a new faucet, but the faucet is a different brand than the sprayer, and there's not... And there's also not an attachment or whatever we need to hook the sprayer up to. Is there anything? What can I do to make the sprayer also work? What do I need to get?
Okay, so the faucet that you purchased does not have a sprayer.
Exactly, because that's all I needed was the faucet, so I bought it. Just bought
right.
the faucet.
You can't do anything to make that faucet into a sprayer.
I can't.
No. I mean, I shouldn't say you can't. You could have the sprayer connected to the water line underneath it, but then that wouldn't be through the faucet. In other words, it would just be independent. If you buy a faucet with a spray, it has to have a special pipe coming out of it or a little outlet so you can connect the sprayer to it. If the faucet you purchased does not allow that, meaning that it's not convertible, There's no way to modify the actual faucet itself to connect the sprayer. Did we already mount the faucet?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. And do we like the? Is it's not a pull-out spray? It's just a regular faucet.
Right, right. The sprayer is on the side.
On the
by
side.
Itself.
And you like the sprayer.
I like having a sprayer.
Yeah,
I don't,
you need to buy another faucet.
Ah, dang it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to when you go to buy it, you have to buy it that's and it'll come with the new sprayer and a new hose and the whole nine yards. And so you're better off to just replace all of that because your sprayer may not be the same fitting. Now a lot of them like Moen, a lot of their things now, that you don't even screw them together anymore. They just click together. They have these little fittings and pipes that have these little fittings that just click, click, click. Super easy to install, but not universal with older models of things. So, unfortunately, you need a different faucet.
Now, if I would buy a faucet that has that you can pull out and spray, it's all in one, how would those hold up?
Oh, yeah, they're great. Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, because then... So if it were me, I would do that, and then you just have the two connections that has the one hose. It all connects to one, and then over where you have that pull-out spray, you can buy a what kind of sink do you have? Is it stainless?
It's stainless steel.
Okay. You can buy a stainless steel plug that you pull out that whole assembly where the pull-out spray is, and it's just a little stainless steel cap that pops over the top of that hole.
Okay.
And then it's like it's, I mean, you see the circle, but it's all stainless steel.
Right.
And
right,
you know, it looks fine.
Mm-hmm. Okie doke.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Deb. I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's go to Prospect Heights, where Jay is on the line. Jay, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
So I have a house that's about 24 years old. I've got a large master bath with a jacuzzi and a shower and a sauna. And I need to replace the door on the shower, and I'm thinking about just redoing the whole shower because the ceramic tile is looking kind of dated. Shower's 3'6" by 5'2". The tiles are 6x8 tiles. Structurally, it's sound. This is strictly cosmetic. So I was talking to a tile guy who was doing some other work, and he expressed concerns about redoing the entire shower, said you never know what you're going to find, and he suggested doing an overlay. He recommended marble cast, cultured marble. I looked at it, really didn't like the look. Saw another product called Neolith, which is thin porcelain that looks like marble. And so my question is there really a concern about redoing a shower? What do you think of an overlay? What do you think about the product that he recommended?
Well, my first question to you, Jay, is what do you want? Like, if you could click your fingers and say, you know, well, what I really want is...
Well, I'd want, you know, these days people are using much larger tiles. I don't, you know, I want a whole new look in the shower.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with the overlays when they're done. You know, they can look really nice. Some of them, it used to be that they looked very institutionalized when you did it. You know, they're like these big slabs and... Now the designs are really pretty nice. There's even synthetic material. There's even a quartz overlay. Kohler makes this really nice overlay. It almost textured, looks like granite. But by the time you buy all that, you're almost as close to the price of doing a new tile, which is what you want. Now, to the point of the tile person, you start to take this tile down. Are you going to find some evidence where maybe some water got in low, down low by the pan? Probably. Mm-hmm. But it's not the end of the world to fix that. The shower base that you have, is it a tile base or is it...
Yeah, okay. It's a tile base, small tiles. And
when you take all that up, you know, and you start to break that up, then that might be an issue where you have to redo that pan.
Do you to take up the tile in the base?
You don't have to if it's sound.
It's sound.
Yeah. So I would take it all off, see what you have. If you have to do some new, you know, concrete board or whatever it is underneath there down low, that's fine. That can all be patched in. But then you can get exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to do a nice shower door, I think in the end you'll be spending around the same money if you did an overlay. And what, based on what I'm listening to as you're describing it, I don't think you're going to be happy with that look. You know, unless anything wows you, then I wouldn't do it. I would do the tile.
I would say that Neolith product, which I saw, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's porcelain that looks like marble, and that looks really nice.
It's beautiful. Well, so then the question becomes, if you did that overlay, you would bring that down over the top of the shower base. You'd lose a little bit of space in the shower, but that's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
And the other question becomes, if you're going to do all that work, I would highly suggest if you do an overlay that you replace the valves in that shower during this process.
Yeah, that was my plan.
Right. I would do a cost analysis. If it saves you a little bit of money and you like that look, then go for it. But you have to like it. Because let me tell you, nothing's going to drive you crazier than every time you go in the shower naked and you're looking at the walls and you don't like it, you're not going to be happy.
Yeah, that was my concern with the cultured marble, which I did not like at all.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good
so
luck
much.
With the project. I appreciate you calling this morning. Turn that off. I'm glad that I got to say the word naked this morning. I'm thinking there's a lot of you that listen to me and you're naked at some point, right? Right? At some point, you're listening to me on a Saturday morning, and you're naked. Think about that. This is the only time you're wearing clothes. There are people sitting here right now that have listened to me naked. Why are you making that look?
It's just like...
True or false? Why? Who has a radio in their bathroom? Look at all these naked people. You're listening to Lou Manfredini, fully clothed here at Fox Home Center in Alsep. You can clap. We'll be right back on 720 WGN. And we're back.
Stop and stare. I drink a cup of coffee and start to comb it out my hair. I drink 40 cups of coffee.
Welcome back. Today's live broadcast at Fox Home Center in Alsip is sponsored in part by Shiloh Cabinetry and Trex Decking. Thanks to the Rhythm Rockets who are here this morning, providing us with live music and the Tiki Bar, and we have breakfast from Gravy and a real nice crowd. Thank you all for coming out this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. All right, I have a Noodaloo 2 for you that we're going to feature right here. This is it right here. Any of you have any...
I love it when we find items so fresh they're not even available to the masses yet. This week, we found a sneak peek item that's sure to blow up this summer. And by blow up, I mean more than just popularity. Flextail Gear is introducing Trope, spelled T-R-O-P-O. Smaller than a can of soda and as light as about two eggs, Trope is a portable, affordable, and reliable air pump that can be used for removing air from vacuum bags, grilling, inflatable beach toys, air mattresses, and blowing away dirt and leaves. Available in four different colors, Trope includes a drawstring storage bag for easy storage and four nozzles, a large caliber nozzle for air beds, a sharp nozzle for air toys, a rubber air nozzle for air mattresses, and a vacuum nozzle for use with vacuum bags. This little guy runs off four AA batteries and boasts the ability to blow up those annoying beach inflatables in 30 seconds or suck out that air in vacuum bags in 10 seconds. And it's pocket-sized. This item is just about to go live and has been running its advertising campaign on Indiegogo. It's currently going for $19 on the Indiegogo site, but once it hits the market, it'll retail for $27. So get it while it's cheap. And hey, I'm pretty sure you're going to be the first one on your block to have it. Find out more at Indiegogo.com, or you can check out Lou's Facebook page. I'll put a little link and a little photo. This thing's going to blow and suck your mind. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
You're hearing it live here at Fox Home Center right now. I'm blowing up a little beach ball, and it is like the size of a Coke can. I guess it's kind of loud. But look at that. Pretty cool, right? And then you just blew up your beach ball, and you can take it with you for the grandkids or whatever it is, and you don't have to go the whole time.
It's so tiny.
And it's so tiny, right?
I gotta put it in your beach bag.
I got to keep filling it up here.
A lot of hot air in there. A lot of hot air. All right.
All right, here we go. So anyway, I like this thing. It's cool. $19. And, here, look, it can be like ball game. There we go.
Oh, it's like a Jimmy Buffett concert.
It's like a Jimmy Buffett concert. Look at all you parrot heads. We're throwing the beach ball around. Don't hurt each other.
Watch.
Come on, she's carrying mimosas, for crying out loud.
Oh, gosh.
This is a neat little item, and you just take AA batteries to run it, and it comes with a little carrying pouch. And as I mentioned, I think it's great for people who have breathing difficulties. And also, if you just want to take it with you when you go to the beach, kind of a neat idea. So we're going to hear it. You know what? I'm going to, if you guys all have your raffle tickets, one of you is going to win this right now. Here we go. Ready? The winner of the, what's it called? The blowing, sucking thing?
The Trope.
The Trope. The winner of the Trope is, ready? Who's got winner, winner? If you win this, go buy a lottery ticket. 681-273. Oh, look at everybody so sad. 681-273. Nobody? This is good radio right here.
Checking their tickets.
Can somebody send this broadcast to the Museum of Broadcast Communication? All right, how about 681-209? Oh, look at you. You're the lucky one. That's awesome. Congratulations. All right, so we have a winner, and you can be a winner, too. Just go to our Facebook page, and you'll see it, and you can blow up anything you want. Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Westmont, where Bill is on the line. Bill, good morning. You're on WGN Radio.
Well, how are you?
I am terrific. How can I help you?
I got two problems. One of them is that the nails in my drywall ceiling in the garage are falling out. And I was wondering if you had a repairman you can recommend to put in some new screws in there.
In Westmont. I mean, I don't have anybody off the top of my head that I could tell you to contact, but I think that what you could do is if you went to the NARI website, NARI.org, there you could find a handyman service that works in your area to come out. And probably what they'll end up doing is putting a couple of drywall screws on either side of the nail, pop the nail out, and then they can just do a quick little patch up there. And you may not even, you know, with some of that lightweight patch, is the drywall painted or is it unfinished?
It's unfinished.
Okay, so then they can just put a little quick little lightweight spackle in there to patch it up, and then you're good to go. So the are you online? Are you got a computer at home that you can get it? Go to NARI.org.
NARI.org. I'll put that on.
NARI.org.
Okay.
And you had a second question?
Yeah, well, the other question on this drywall is they can't put any mud on there until the temperature gets warmer. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, we're dangerously close right there, right? I mean, as long as we're, if we can get above 50 degrees, I mean, that's fine. And with the lightweight spackle that they could use, they wouldn't even necessarily need to use, you know, joint compound with putting the screws. They could use some lightweight spackling that is for interior and exterior. What I would tell you is even though it's inside, because it's unheated, have them use a wall spackling and or any kind of wood spackling that is designed to be outside for temperature so you don't get shrink.
All right. The second question I got is this townhome we live in is on a slab, and in one corner of it, underneath the rug, the concrete is breaking up a little bit. There's about a 2-foot by 2-foot area that's breaking up. Do you have somebody that you can recommend to fix that?
Same website. Again, I don't have a specific person for you in Westmont. And those small projects like that, you're probably going to have to do a handyman service. So the same contractor that you would probably hire to do the patching could do the little concrete work for you, where they could peel back some of the carpeting and put a concrete patch in there. And I think you'll find it at the NARI website.
Okay. Thank you
all
very
right,
much.
All right, sir. I appreciate you calling. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Our live broadcast from Fox Home Center in Alsip is sponsored in part by Everlife Luxury Vinyl Flooring from MSI and by PPG Prolux. I just want to let all you people know, you can talk. You don't have to. You're not in church. I'm not giving out communion. Palm Sunday is tomorrow, right? Not today. So you can talk amongst yourselves when you're in between eating breakfast. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Now back to your mimosa-sipping handyman hero, Lou Manfredini. Pinkies up right here on House Smarts Radio, broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Very nice. Welcome back. Today's live broadcast at Fox Home Center in Alsip is sponsored in part by Shiloh Cabinetry and Trex Decking. This hour of House Smarts Radio is brought to you by Espoma Organic Potting Soils, by Ace Hardware, and by NSS Exteriors. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. What are you pointing at? Oh, we have a question from the audience. Hey, I was joking earlier today a little bit about the fact that there's less Lou and now there's more room on the cruise that we're going to in June, which is coming up. But if this is on your bucket list, in the early part of June, we are going on a Kelly Cruises to Alaska. We're starting in Anchorage and heading south. It's a 7-day cruise, They have a few cabins left at this special price. If this has ever been on your list to do and you're interested at all in learning more, go to kellycruises.com or you can call them at 630-990-6161. You can book. It's way up north, right? So if this is something that you've ever wanted to do, go whale watching, kayaking, if you wanted to go dog sledding, we signed up to go dog sledding, which is really fun. Now, this is another motivation for me to lose some weight. There's a weight limit on when you can go dog sledding. And I was dangerously close to not being able to go to dog sledding. How could I let those dogs have to work so hard? It wouldn't be fair, right? They'd look at me and go, huh? You know?
I was just going to ask that. Is that night? I mean, is that like dog abuse in general?
I would think so.
No, well, not.
It's like when you go horseback riding, the horse looks at you going, I got to take him, right? They would much rather have you climb on there than me, right? Right.
Is that the horse that bucked you off a couple years
ago?
He
did. Yeah. I remember that horse.
Oh, but now if you came back, he'd say, Lou,
come on out. I'll keep you on there. He's like, you're too big. Get off. Not anymore. So anyway, check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a really great trip. And you're going to save a lot of money that if this is what you want to do and try and book it yourself, it's a special deal. And the boat is luxury, luxury, luxury. It's the Regent Seven Seas. Call Kelly Cruises at 630-990-6161. All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. But we also have a gentleman here standing there. Hello, sir. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Randy, and I'm from Worth, Illinois.
I like that you, as you said your name, it's on your jacket, and you looked at your jacket just to make sure. I'm Randy. I'm Randy. Hi, Randy.
Hi. Hey, my question is, our house is all electric, and we have really expensive heating bills.
Right.
So what's the most efficient way to heat our house?
And when you say it's all electric, is it like electric baseboard?
Yes.
Yeah. You might be a candidate for doing something, and then what, do you have an air handler for AC, a separate air handler, or do you not have AC?
We do have AC, yeah.
Central, though?
Yeah.
Okay. So the big trend right now are these split systems, these ductless systems, where you've seen them in hotels, you've seen them in restaurants, and whatnot, and they use a heat exchanger.
Okay.
And so the SEER level, the seasonal energy efficiency rating, is super high on these units. And you may, I mean, so your real expense is coming when it comes to heating, right?
Right.
You would probably be wise to talk to an HVAC contractor. We got the guys at Dykstra, Carrier through a relationship with Toshiba. Most of this stuff is all made overseas. But these cartridges can go on the wall. They can provide both heating and cooling, but they're way more efficient than just heat coils. How old is the house?
It was built in 64.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, for the most part, those heating coils, I mean, A, there could be an issue where those registers need to be cleaned, you know, those electric radiators, that could help the efficiency as well. But in particular, if you thought about this for like one room, or what it used to be is you'd have one cartridge, what gets mounted on the wall, and then one condensing unit outside, and you had to do multiple condensing units to do this. Now, you can have one condensing unit for up to five cartridges.
Okay.
And so on average, if you did one cartridge, one condensing unit, it's about $3,000, $3,500, maybe $4,000 to get it installed, depending on the installation. It's one hole. They drill one small hole and feed it all there. But depending on if they did an analysis, and let's say you did this as a way to do the primary heating in a room, you wouldn't even necessarily need to have it do AC, but you could. Then you could turn off those radiators and have that be there. And I think that you could probably, my guess is, you could probably save 20%, if not more, by using that system versus what you have right now.
What about radiant heat in the floor?
You have that?
We don't have that. We got baseboard heat, but I'm just...
So, you know, if you did radiant heat and you're all electric, that you can use as well. But you'd have to, what's the finished floor now?
It's going to be hardwood.
Okay, it's going to be. So you have to buy a flooring that's designed to go over that. So it's a specific, you know, it's an engineered product that you would use. And that would be electric. It uses the same amount of electricity as the baseboards.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's nice because it... Here would be the advantage to you. If you did an engineered floor and you put electric base, you put electric radiant on there, that heats up. That doesn't give you the best transfer of the heating. Like, I'm here at Fox and we're surrounded by tile. The tile is the best way to go because that will warm up. And then when the electric shuts down, it's still bringing the heat up there and electricity is not running through there. You get more residual out of it than you would with hardwood.
Okay.
So those are some options for you.
All right, good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Randy. You know how I knew it was his name? It's on his jacket. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We are live at Fox Home Center in Alsip. We've got a nice crowd out here. Come on out and see us. We'll be here until 10 o'clock this morning. We'll be right back.
Hit it.
Just threw something at him.
So good.
You can really go, go, go. Jump fast or rock it slow. I will see the band don't blow.
Welcome back. Today's live broadcast at Fox Home Center in Alsip is sponsored in part by Shiloh Cabinetry and Trex Decking. That music you hear is from the Rhythm Rockets, who've been performing since 1996. Old school jazz, swing, rhythm, and blues from the 1940s and 50s. You can see the full seven-piece band perform at the beautiful Club Arcata Speakeasy in St. Charles on Friday, April 19th from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Club Arcata, one of the most exclusive entertainment experiences in the Midwest, reliving the glory days of the Roaring Twenties in Chicago. It's located on the third floor of the historic Arcata Theater. Tickets available at the door at clubarcata.com. That's Nicole Kessler singing, Mike Bielecki on the tenor sax, and Dave Downer on the guitar. Thank you so much, you three, for being here. It was a gentleman that came here to, he looked at you, Nicole, and said she looks like she's someone that likes handcuffs. I don't know. He just said give them to you, and so I did. And not me, the gentleman made them, and so anyway, enjoy. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have another question from our audience member here. Hello there. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Lynn from Tinley Park.
Hi, Lynn from Tinley Park. That's not too far from here.
And I want to tell you, I was naked listening to the show earlier.
See? See, I don't make this stuff up. I am like...
It's true.
Right? It is true, right? Right. Think about this, right? I don't think in all the years that I've done this, I mean, people have said to me, oh, I listen to you when I'm in bed. That, A, is one thing. You're like, wow, that's kind of, I don't know how to react to that. But now to think about many of you in here have been naked listening to this radio show. I want you to think about that right now.
It's okay. True.
All right. Nice to see you. You look good.
thanks, Lou. So do you. Hey,
how can I help you?
Anyways, I live in a condo, 12 units.
Okay.
The problem is for about 3 months now, there's been a vibration that we can feel from the floor. Can actually feel it in the master bed. Crazy, right? There's also a pounding sound, and we can't figure out what it is. We've asked a couple of neighbors that are right next to us. We're on the third level. I know it sounds funny, right, guys, now that I say it out loud? I can see you guys laughing. Anyways, it's a serious thing because it's 24 hours a day.
It doesn't stop.
No, and people have turned their heat systems off. I had a couple of the neighbors turn off all their power. The one next to me and the one below us. I had both of them turn off all their power, and we still can't figure it out. It's disturbing because there's a vibration in the bed, and, you know, all kidding aside, it's kind of
hard
ridiculous.
To sleep. Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. So you're in a 12-unit building.
Yes.
So it's a standalone building.
Yes.
You're in which condo?
We're in the top
so
level.
You're the top
third
level.
Mm-hmm.
And is everyone feeling these vibrations or just your unit or other units?
I don't know if anyone else is feeling the vibration, but I know they've heard this. The pounding sound is like speakers of a stereo that might be next door, but there's no stereo playing, if that helps at all.
Mm-hmm. And does the condo building, do you have a central heating system or do you all have individual furnaces?
Individual.
individual furnaces and ACs, and you're on the top floor. And do you know where your condensing unit for your air conditioner is? Is it on the roof?
No, they're on the ground.
So they're all the way on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's no central exhaust fan for the building. Are there any? Are there any common mechanical rooms for anything in the building whatsoever?
So we do have fans that are up on the third floor, and I know how to turn them off. So I've done that and checked.
Is there an elevator?
No elevator. And there is a unit or a room for the controls, if you will, for
electricity, mechanical,
right. That kind of stuff.
Everyone has laundry in their own unit?
Yes.
Everyone has laundry in their home unit. Yes. But you say this sound and vibration is 24/7. It isn't like someone's doing laundry in the...
Right.
It's 24/7, and it's kind of a like a steady sound. But then you said there's pounding.
Well, this sound, it sounds like pounding. So
consistently.
It's consistent. Sometimes it gets a little bit quieter. And it's so the feeling of the vibration is also through the house. We can feel it in the living room floor as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
based on everything that we tried to come up with, my only thing, let me ask you this. The power to the building is where? Overhead or underground? Do you know? Do you have any idea where the electric meters are?
The meters are downstairs on the first level.
On the first level in a mechanical room.
In the mechanical room.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do when you go home.
Okay.
I want you to go to that room and literally put your hand on the side of that meter box to see if you're feeling any vibration coming from there. There's a chance that with 12 units in there, that power coming in, that there could be some vibration coming from the ComEd feed that would be coming in from outside, and then that, through all the piping in the house, the electrical piping that goes to all the units, could transfer through it. Or it could be, you know, individually, what you probably have is a, you have what they call a raceway, where ComEd's comes in and the meters are all next to each other. Right, so the way it works is they bring in one big power line, and then everybody siphons off of that. And maybe there is some connection issue in your meter box and or electrical panel. Is your electrical panel in that room, too, or is it in your unit with the breakers and everything?
Oh, in my unit.
That's in your unit.
Uh-huh, in my unit.
When you go home, go there first and see if you feel a vibration when you touch that panel. And if you do, then go down to the meter box there. And if you do feel a vibration there, it might be worth a conversation to ComEd to come out and take a look to see if there's something going on with their feed to the building. That would be my guess. All right?
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Come on, let's face it. First impressions last a lifetime. And if you want your home to make a good one, you need a great front door. That's why you need to see the selection of fiberglass entry doors Tom just got in. They're stylish, and while they appear warm and inviting, they're also strong and protective. Fiberglass doors are also energy efficient. Don't wait until the weather turns bad to turn up your curb appeal. Make a statement now with a new front door. Another reason to head over to see what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Miss the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Welcome back.
Lord, I visit the club.
Our live broadcast from Fox Home Center in Alsip is sponsored in part by Everlife Luxury Vinyl Flooring by MSI and by PPG Prolux. The Rhythm Rockets joining us this morning for some live music. We had a great crowd here. Thank you so much. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Before we get back to your phone calls this morning, joining me up on the stage is Jason Labatta, who is the account manager for Trex Decking. Jason, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me, and thanks for everybody coming out. Great-looking crowd out here, and thanks to Fox Home Center for putting this on.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, really nice job. Great staff here at Fox Home Center getting up early. We really do appreciate that. Jason, Trex Decking, I think I've said this story before on the air, but I'll repeat it. When I was a builder in Chicago, my partner and I were probably two of the first builders that ever used Trex back when Mobil owned them. You know, they had just purchased them from another company. And back then, you could get Trex Decking in any color as long as it was gray, right? Yep. And I remember we were building homes. We were building homes in Chicago. We were putting a rooftop deck on, and we were getting failure with a lot of the wood up there that people were complaining because it had so much sun. And at the time, the lumberyard that we were working with said, hey, there's this brand-new product. It's called Trex. I forget what the name of it was before it was Trex. It had a different name. It was
Timberex.
Right. And anyway, so we got this stuff. I remember the lengths were really long. It weighed a ton. I was younger then. And we built it in sections. And as we're building it, we immediately, as we were building it, said, I turned to the guy who was there, the sales rep was there kind of showing us how to do it. And I go, do you make this in one by? Because I immediately knew there was something to this. And they're like, oh, no, we didn't. Well, we actually ripped it on a table saw to make our own one by. It didn't work that well, but we tried. And so I have been a fan since the 90s. And the only thing that I have seen Trex do over the years is improve. And sort of this new iteration of the product is really something spectacular. The Transcends product, I want you to describe, that's really sort of your Cadillac line, but it isn't just about a composite material. It's a composite material that has like a shell over it, right?
Correct, Lou. So the Transcend line has got a proprietary shell that has really given us that fade and stain warranty. You know, with the composites in the past where it was fading, staining, really not that durable, the Transcend line with the capping has really resolved a lot of those issues and really has pushed our business and our company to gain 50% market share in that composite market.
Right. One of the big things is it's always been a recycled product, and you've sort of maintained that, right, about how it's made.
Absolutely, and the core is has always been 50% recycled wood, 50% recycled plastic, and we are a 95% green material. Not a single tree has ever been cut down to make a deck board. And, you know, we're proud to say that we've removed about 500 million tons of material that would have went into a landfill.
That's so cool.
Amazing.
If you get a chance to the listening audience or even the folks here at Fox Home Center, you know, to go to Trex.com, and you can see a lot of images of some amazing decks. I mean, some of these builders are truly artists because of what you can do. I mean, one of the things in your Transcend line is I know that the deck builders can put it through a machine and they actually can heat it up and bend it, right? And so you can have these curved decks. I mean, I don't know what else you could do that with to get that kind of result.
No, and absolutely. So the decks nowadays are more like an art piece, like you said. You know, they got some beautiful curves to it, beautiful colors, beautiful grain patterns. It's not your basic square, you know, 10 by 10 deck. You know, we want our customers to buy this product and be proud of it when it's on their house. People are entertaining on it, having cookouts, and, you know, we want them to be proud of what they have on there.
It's amazing. Okay, now, the thing with the Transcend line, I mean, there's a lot of different colors. It's beautiful. There's, like, wood tones where you get this great-looking color. It costs more than a treated wood deck. But you never have to stain it. You never have to paint it. You just really have to clean it off. The newest line for 2019 is that Trex came out with something that's a little bit more affordable for people that want to get into the composite market but still have a brand they can trust. Talk about that.
Lou, so our Transcend line, again, top of the line, high end. And we know that, you know, everybody's got a budget. And so a lot of homeowners can't afford that Transcend line, that higher end. So we've identified some needs and some wants by the group of customers out there. And there are some people that, you know, the stigma of quoting out a composite deck board, they see the quote, and man, it's way out of their budget. So we've identified that and said, look, let's create a product with a cap. Let's engineer the cost out of it, and let's bring it down to a price point where we can really put the pressure on treated wood. And so now we've got a product that is offered to everybody out there, whether it's high-end, low-end, and now you have a 25-year fade and stain warranty, whereas in treated wood, doesn't offer you any warranties, and you still have that low-maintenance decking with Trex.
So part of what I've learned is the way you took some of the cost out is that you scalloped the bottom of it, so you took a little bit of the material out. You can't bend it like you can with Transcends, but for the vast majority of people that are going to build a deck, you can still do the hidden fasteners, right?
Correct.
I heard this said to me, and I don't know if this is official Trex thing, but you know when they talk about the capping, I was talking with somebody about the fact that you know it comes out of this machine, it's super hot, the capping goes on while it's still hot, so it almost bonds itself, and it was described to me like think about the shell of a golf ball.
Yep,
it's kind of similar to that durability. Like if you cut a golf ball, it's like that shell's not going anywhere.
No, absolutely. In our extrusion process, you know, you got your core and your capping that will be extruded together. So that shell on our deck board, if you can remove that, you're going to be removing the core also. So
right.
It is bonded on there,
right?
Solely tight.
Another thing that I know that Trex does is you do a lot of training with your contractors, and you have this whole Trex Pro system on your website where you've got like different levels of training, and it's a great place to go find contractors as well to put this stuff on.
Absolutely. So we have a whole network of Trex Pro contractors. You can find them on Trex.com, but we want to make sure that they're building up to code. They're doing the right recommendations in regards to our installation. So we like to sit down with them, vet them out, make sure that what they're building is up to par with Trex.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
A couple last questions, because I think that the proof in the pudding when it comes to this material is like, and I'm going to put you on the spot here, I didn't ask you this before, but there are a lot of commercial applications where Trex is being used that get a lot of foot traffic. I talked to somebody recently that told me that some of the original product is on the boardwalk that's at Mount Rushmore. Right? Is that right, Neb?
Okay.
Neb's
yep.
sitting here nodding
yep.
his head. Right? It's been there like 150, not 150 years, but it's been there like a really long time.
Right.
And that's not this product. And it just still works and still people, but I know that amusement parks, and I'll say this because you'll get in trouble, Disneyland, Disney World, places like that have all this stuff. And so that durability is there. And you think about, hey, I want to have parties on my deck and have fun. Well, you're not going to be, you know, walking at Mount Rushmore.
No, absolutely. And the product is still going to withstand that 30 years of being at Mount Rushmore. Absolutely. The product does evolve, and now this capping has really changed the game in regards to the composite deck boards out there.
Jason Labatta is the account manager for Trex Decking. You can buy Trex Decking here at Fox Home Center, as well as dealers all across the area. But, of course, we want you today to buy it all here at Fox. And they can learn more about these products, the brand-new Enhance line, and the deck rails that you have as well, aluminum beautiful deck rails, at Trex.com. Jason, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Lou. Appreciate
it. Yeah, thank you. All right, Lou Manfredini here.
When I was trying.
Welcome back.
Everything I could.
Today's live broadcast at Fox Home Center in Alsip is sponsored in part by Shiloh Cabinetry and Trex Decking.
A good woman came and took him. I had to cry. Lord, I just couldn't.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Where am I looking?
Can I do this?
Sure.
This is his name.
Hey, is Craig here? Is Craig Egner here?
Craig!
It's Craig's 50th birthday this morning. Can we all say happy birthday to Craig? Craig, do you know Dawn? Do you know someone named Dawn? Dawn wrote us and said, my brother-in-law will be attending your event today. It's not only his 50th birthday, but seeing you was the only thing he wanted for his big day.
Aww.
You gotta ask for more. Because, I mean, I was just laughing because there's people walking down the aisle who obviously didn't know we were having, you know, they didn't know I was here, or maybe they don't listen. And they're walking by and they're like looking at me like, what is going on? What in the heck is going on? Well, it's your 50th birthday party, and we're happy birthday to you. Your lovely wife is here. There she is. We love you. Thank you for coming, ladies. Happy birthday to you, Craig. Happy birthday. Get that man an extra mimosa. And a piece of tile. Get him a piece of tile. All right, happy birthday. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's take a quick call here. Steve is in Lincoln Woods. Steve, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Lou.
Yes, sir.
Got a question for you about a kitchen. This kitchen was remodeled probably about 12 or 14 years ago. It's got a quarried countertop and ceramic tile backsplash. The tile has grout between the countertop and the tile, and it's cracked, dirty, and there's mildew behind the faucet. And I was just wondering, what's the best way to fix that up? Should I chip it out and caulk it, or can I caulk right over it?
No. I would scrape out all of the grout. That you don't want grout there because you're going to get movement between those dissimilar materials. That should be caulked. But I would scrape it all out. Where you have the mildew and the mold, I would spray that with a mold killer like Concrobium Mold Control. Spray it, let it dry, then use a stiff nylon brush when it's dry, and brush it away. Spray it again, let that dry. Then use a caulking that you can tool in there, you know, something like a really good latex caulk in the appropriate color, whatever it might be, so that you can tool it smooth with your finger and let that sit overnight before you, you know, splash around with the sink and things like that.
Okay. What's the best way to chip it out without scratching up the countertop, do you think?
Yeah, so that you got to be careful with. I mean, a couple things you could do is if you use a utility knife carefully, along with even just a small scraper, like a putty knife. I don't need it all out, but I need at least a gap so that the caulking can get in there and hold on.
Right. Okay. Right. And one more quick question for you. My girlfriend lives in a condo, and she wants to redo her bathroom. Who could you recommend to do design and construction on that?
Where does she live?
In Chicago.
Okay. Cobblestone Development.
By the zoo.
Cobblestone Development.
Okay.
Have them give them a call. I'll keep holding on, and I'll give the phone number out. I'll grab the phone number, and I know it ends in 661. 6161.
Okay.
So just hang on. I'll give that out over the air. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Coming in on the home stretch, only 1 hour left of House Smarts Radio, broadcasting live from Fox Home Center. But guess what? Fox Home Center ain't going anywhere. The party's just getting started, so come on down or stay tuned right here to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio here at Fox Home Center. This hour of our show, the final one, is sponsored by Dykstra Home Services, Fox Home Center, by PermaSeal Basement Systems, and by Ace Hardware. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You know, we talked about, I don't know what's going on with my phone here. It's driving me crazy, but we were talking, Craig, I met a lot of your, Craig has his 50th birthday party, which is really nice, but I wanted to share some events with you that happened on a specific date. This was, J. Edgar Hoover was appointed as the head of the Bureau of Investigation in this year, and the U.S. Army planes complete the first round-the-world flight in 175 days, which is amazing. Ellis Island closed as an immigration entry point in the U.S. And Eleanor Leto, who's here, was born. She's going to be 95 years old Easter Sunday. Where are you, Eleanor? Happy birthday. That's awesome. Isn't that nice? So that's pretty cool. So, Craig, you got a long way to go. Happy birthday to you. That's awesome. 95. I would punch that dance card right now. That's awesome. God bless you. Thank you for coming this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have a question from a gentleman in the audience. What's your name, sir, and where are you from?
Ted Morasky from Hickory Hills.
Thank you for joining us this morning, Ted. How can I help you?
I have a 12-year-old hot water heater. Should I begin to worry about it, replace it, or are there other options?
The average life of a water heater in the U.S. is 8 to 10 years. And when I say that, people are like, you're crazy. Mine's 20 years old. It doesn't give me a problem at all. And I'm like, God bless you. You're like Eleanor. Not all of us make it to 95. So that's a good one. The thing is, if you plan that replacement, it's cheaper than my water heater went out. I need a plumber tomorrow because I don't want to shower in cold water. If your budget allows it at 12 years, I probably would say, hey, I'm going to give this maybe another year, maybe two, and then I'm going to schedule to have it replaced. And then you can either go with a regular tanked unit like you have now. How many people live in the home?
Two.
Yeah, I would probably just stay, even though I'm a huge fan of on-demand water heaters, for two people, the cost analysis of it doesn't make a lot of sense. It really pays back the added cost for it with a larger family where you're using a lot of water. So I'd give it a couple of years and then plan it out. Now, when I say that, your water heater will go out next week. Right. Yeah, thanks, Lou. All right.
Yeah, thanks, Lou. But my wife uses three times as much water as I do. Now, is that considered four people?
I'm not taking the bait. I'm already in trouble. I am already in trouble. I am not taking that bait, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines and see who we can help out this morning. Sheila is in Park Ridge. Sheila, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I have two questions, if I may ask.
Sure.
One, I'm replacing my garage door. And I was planning on vinyl, because it's the least expensive, and that'll do. That'll be fine. And then I heard about fiberglass. What is your comment on that?
Well, the fiberglass is a more rigid material. There's more cost involved in it. I think that it's not as widely used as the vinyl is. I like the fiberglass product. I think that it's a really nice material, but I don't honestly know that there's so much upside on the fiberglass versus a vinyl to pay up for it. There are some things that you can do with the fiberglass from a design standpoint that are a little bit, it can look a little more, the word I would use is grounded. But depending on the style of your home and what you're doing, some of the really good siding companies like Masco, which is a company that invented vinyl siding, they have a bunch of new colors and new textures that are really, really nice. And the thicker the vinyl siding, the better. And if it's installed properly, you'll get great value out of it, and it'll look really nice.
What thickness should I be looking for?
Oh, God, it's a millimeter thickness, I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
It's like a 21 or 20, something like that, But you'll see that they'll show you the cheap ones, and the thicker is always better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then
except
my second question.
Except when you're on Seattle Sutton. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
What were your other questions?
I'm also going to be getting a retractable awning over the patio. And in order to cover my entire patio, they need to put it on the roof. Is there any objection to that?
Oh, so that it doesn't, so that it can expand all the way out and not be like somebody to hit your head?
Right, it has enough support.
I mean, my only you know, my only issue there is that the anchoring process that has to go on there, you got to make sure that they're going to properly flash the anchors. They're probably going to use some type of metal bracket that they'll slip underneath the shingles to anchor it. But I have no problem with that.
Oh, okay. You said anchoring to properly.
They're going to anchor. What? They're going to anchor to the roof, and then they have mm-hmm. to properly flash the anchors.
Flash it so that it doesn't leak.
But I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheila. I appreciate you calling so much. You're talking about roofs and skylights. If you have a skylight in your home and you're noticing signs of leaking and wearing, like black mold or small cracks, it's time to call the experts at NSS Exteriors. NSS Exteriors is one of Chicago's oldest and most respected skylight firms, specializing in the repair and installation of any type of skylight. They use certified manufacturers like Velux. And did you know that if you go solar with Velux solar venting skylights, you qualify for a 30% tax credit on the material and labor? Visit nssskylights.com or call 855-NSS-1966. You're listening to Lou Manfredini. We're live at Fox Home Center in Alsep. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you at Fox Home Center. We're going to talk to Dennis Stroll, Fox Home Center sales manager of lumber, decking, and siding. He's been with Fox for over 40 years. How are you? Good morning.
Good, Lou. How are you?
Hold on. Why are we? Try that. Say that now.
Hello.
No.
Nothing.
There's Ernie. There you go. Now you can talk. There
Hello.
You go. How are you? Nice
I'm
to
doing
see
well.
You.
Good to see you again.
So 40 years. We've talked before when we come to do these Fox Home Center remotes. And you've been through a lot of iterations of this place.
Absolutely.
A couple of fires. Right?
Yeah, one, yeah.
One bad fire, one bad right? Fire, yes. The rebuild of this whole thing, and then the evolution of the type of products and things that you all sell in this place. When you look at the customers that come through the door, have you noticed now that they seem to have more information than they did before, like when they come and ask those questions?
Oh, absolutely. It has a lot to do with the Internet.
Right.
Everything with the Internet that comes up... people come in more information. They're very well educated nowadays.
Right.
So you have to keep on your toes, and you have to know what you're talking about.
On the lumber side, so you're I would imagine you're dealing mostly with the stuff that people don't see on the show floor, right?
Pretty much, so,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
And that those products have changed a lot too, right? It's not the same old. Hey, here's some Southern Yellow Pine, and go out there and build something and go whatever. I mean, there's a lot of new products there and technology that's coming into there.
Oh, yes, it is. In fact, you had Trex up here talking earlier. The wood market is still about 65 to 70% of the decking industry. So you have all these other companies fighting over 35% worth of business.
Right.
But if you look at the products nowadays, Trex, we're selling a 20-foot board for $38. You're buying a piece of cedar, it's costing you $43.
Right.
You're behind the eight ball before you start.
Right.
Now you got to stain it about every other year.
Right.
So it's just more and more money and the stuff of the ease of the care of the other stuff, like what Trex has on.
Right. John, who's the, I was talking to John this morning, who's here with Fox as well, said something interesting to me about where you're getting the cedar from. That it's an interesting thing about, you know, that the sourcing of where stuff's coming from now is really global.
Yes, it is. Stuff comes from overseas.
Right.
Comes out of actually Japan, believe it or not.
Right.
But it's stuff that was given to them by the United States to begin with way back in the day.
Right. After World War II, we sent a bunch of cedar trees to Japan.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And found out that the Japanese were actually allergic to it. So now they're harvesting it, and they're shipping it back to the States.
Sneezing the whole way.
Absolutely.
Wow. Wow. Interesting.
So now, and it's a great product.
Right, like when you look at the product, here you are, 40 years in the business, you've probably seen more pieces of cedar in your life than anybody will ever see, and it looks the same.
It actually looks a little bit nicer.
Hmm.
Small, tight knot grade.
Right.
It's amazing boards.
Right.
Just absolutely amazing. They have it in 2x4, 4x4. We carry 1x6 fence boards, a couple different thicknesses on them, 3/8 and 1 7/8. It's got a great, great price point to it.
I get a lot of questions from people about fencing, and that's a big business you guys do down here, right?
Absolutely. We do the wood fencing as well as we do our vinyl fencing.
Right.
We have a great vinyl department down over here. We make our own custom gates. We offer three colors of it, you know, like white, almond, and khaki.
Right.
Multitude of different designs for it and stuff like that. We do our own installs as well. We don't subcontract anything. We've had the same installer for over 20 years.
Wow.
So it's a whole circle.
It is it's an interesting, you know, I mentioned this earlier on, that there are not a lot of places like this that give you that kind of full service. And also, I'm sure there's things you don't do, but if people come in looking for it, you can figure out a way to help them, whether it's from you or other people that you know, because of the longevity in this community. But I would imagine that you're also supplying and helping customers even that aren't from the South Side, right? I mean, you guys are doing business in a lot of different places.
All over the city of Chicago, south suburbs. We deliver stuff out of state and stuff like that. We'll go into Wisconsin. We'll go into Indiana. We'll go into lower Michigan. In fact, I have a... Just ironic, Mondays we have one going out to Long Beach, Indiana.
Wow.
We have a delivery going out.
Wow.
Stuff, and it's all decking and railing systems.
Of the stuff that you work on, you know, on a daily basis here, what are the products or the services that you enjoy working on the most? I mean, when you look back and, you know, like your day-to-day, is it a combination of a bunch of different things? Is it getting to meet the people? Is it the customers? I would imagine that being here 40 years, you probably have some customers that you've probably had for almost as long as you've been here, right? That's kind of cool.
Yes. A lot of people, now everybody's starting to retire a little bit, so
right.
The next generation's coming up with customers and stuff, but it's different. It's something different with every customer that comes in. It keeps it interesting for me.
Right.
So it's not the same humdrum thing every day.
Right.
It's always something new and exciting, whether it's going to be doors and millwork, whether it's going to be decking, whether it's going to be fencing. In our kitchen department, bath department, stuff like that. We have specialists for that.
Right.
So, I mean, we've evolved quite a bit in the last, you know, 20 years.
I mean, the radio audience can't see this, but you've said you've been here for over 40 years, and you know, you still look like you're about 15. So, it's you've aged well. Good job.
Thanks.
When you started here when you were 10, right? Is that right?
Actually, 15.
That's great. That's awesome. Dennis Stoll is here with Fox Home Center. He's the sales manager for lumber and decking and siding. Thanks for having us out here. We really do appreciate it. You guys do a great job.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, nice to see you. Thank you. Lou Manfredini here live at Fox Home Center.
Let's have some fun. You only live once, and when you're dead, you're done. Let the good times roll.
Welcome back. Today's live broadcast at Fox Home Center in Alsip is sponsored in part by Shiloh Cabinetry and by Trex Decking. That's the sound of the Rhythm Rockets, who've been performing old school jazz and swing, rhythm and blues from the 40s and 50s since 1996. Dave Downer's on guitar. Mike Bielecki is on tenor sax. And that's Nicole Kessler singing. Sure. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We also have some questions from the audience. Now I have a question from the band. This is Nicole, who has a question. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, Lou.
You sound great.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
So my question for you today is, how do you feel about home warranty plans? I just had to buy a brand new refrigerator, and people said, oh, you should have had a home warranty plan, or you should get one, and I'm wondering if it would have covered it. And I have a feeling that one of my air conditioning units is probably going to conk out within the next couple of years, and I'm wondering if it would cover something like that.
When I was in college at Millikan University in Decatur, Illinois, one of my jobs was, go big blue. One of my jobs was I worked for Sears selling maintenance agreements. And I used to drive down to downtown Decatur, and there was a room where, and I was a college kid, and there were all these, it was all women and me. This is 1980. And the room was always vibrating. That's a whole other story. And we sold maintenance agreements. And we would call people who just bought like a Kenmore something. Right? Oh, hey, Jimmy, you just bought a, would you like? No, click, click, click. And I worked there for 6 months. and I sold one maintenance agreement. So it was interesting because over time, you know, they've got these home, like the big thing now with real estate companies, when you go to buy a house, they'll give you a home warranty, right? And they'll say, oh, and everything's covered and this and that. There's a lot of exclusions. It's all about the fine print. For the most part, your expectation when you buy an appliance is if you keep it clean, meaning that, you know, there's coils underneath the fridge, and if you vacuum that thing once a year, twice a year would be great. But even if you did once a year, your expectation is you shouldn't have to do a thing to that thing for 15 years. So the question becomes, do I want a maintenance agreement where I'm spending $150 a year, whatever it is, for that repair? And, you know, if you break a shelf or in this, for the fridge example, for instance, you know, you've got the plastic shelves in the door, and maybe you crack one and you're like, oh, that's great. I got a home warranty. I'm going to claim it. And they're like, oh, no, that's not covered. You know, maybe it covers the compressor or whatever. But if that happens in year five and you've spent $120 a year, well, that compressor, it's probably the same money. So I have never been a huge fan of the home warranties on those appliances because there's too many variables and too many exclusions, and I think that ultimately you're better off not doing it.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're we're doing some other audience questions here this morning. We can do that. Yeah, here we go. Yes, sir. What's your name? Where are you from? One more time, Joe.
Joe from Northlake?
Oh, one more time, Joe.
Joe from Northlake?
Yeah. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I've got a... my apartment is fully carpeted.
Okay.
And I have a feeling that there's been some kind of infestation. And I don't know what to do about it. It's like either fleas or something.
Okay.
Most of it, the place is carpeting, as I said. Is there anything suggestion as far as a shampooer or a spray that I could use that would effectively take out whatever's there?
Well, I think that what you would probably need to do is treat the carpeting first with a bug killer, okay? And that would be something you'd put with a pump sprayer. You have to test it to make sure that there's not an issue with changing the color of the carpeting, okay? There is a product that Bonide makes called Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. And it's actually organic, but it kills just about anything. Spray that onto the carpeting, test a spot, make sure it doesn't clean it. Then you could then after about 12 hours, rent a carpet machine, if that's what you want to do, or have a service, and then extract everything that's out of there. And, you know, if it's further of a problem in there, you may have to think about removing that carpeting if it's embedded in the base of it. But that's how I would start.
Thank you.
You got it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here live at Fox Home Center in Alsip. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you. Fox Home Center in Alsip. Just got about 10 minutes to go, and then John Williams' show comes to you this Saturday. Hopefully we'll talk to John in a few minutes. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines now and talk to Bill, who's in Des Plaines. Bill, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. Lou, my home is 70 years old. And the front entrance stairs up to the doorway is concrete. And the concrete now is deteriorating where, you know, I've done some patching and it doesn't look good. And my question is, do you know a contractor that I could call and make a judgment as to repairing this concrete stairway or replacing the concrete stairway?
And it's just a landing with a set of stairs type of thing?
Right. It's four steps up to a landing, which the landing is 5x4 because the stairs are 4 feet wide. and it's four concrete stairs and the concrete landing, and overall it's a total concrete stairway to reach the door to go into the house.
Right. I mean, here's the thing, Bill. If you go and patch it and they can skim coat over the top of it, I mean, it'll look good initially. But with our weather, the expansion and contraction, it's just going to flake off. And so, to me, you're going to be throwing, good money in a bad situation, and you probably would be better off long-term having a concrete contractor come out and give you a bid to break it all out and pour you a new set of stairs. Now, I've talked about the NARI website, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. And you can either go to their website, which is NARI.org, or I have a phone number. It's a 847 number, 847-298-9200, 847-298-9200. And if you give them a call, you can tell them you're looking for a concrete contractor in Des Plaines, and could you have, get a couple names. And it's a great resource for you to find somebody to come out and do that work. Bill, I appreciate your phone call. We have a question from a gentleman in the audience. Sir, what's your name? Where are you from?
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning.
My name is Vincent Katzmar from Michigan City, Indiana.
Oh, thanks for coming by.
I had Eric Gold install a walk-in bathtub from American Aging Solution. When he left, my bathroom was a disaster.
Hmm.
First, they cut the drain from the old tub to put in the new. They didn't seal one of the joints. A week later, I found my basement full of sewage.
Mm-hmm.
They, some reason, they replaced one of the shutoff valves in my vanity. They didn't put any caulking or tape on it. When I'm looking for this leak, underneath my vanity is a swimming pool. Now the vanity is falling apart. All that water went under my floor.
Mm-hmm.
To install the tub. Instead of taking they couldn't fit the tub in the doorway. They took the jam off, or instead of taking a jam, they cut my jam in half, and they took a big chunk out of the hallway wall.
So, what is your question, other than you're not happy with the?
How do I get these people to come and repair this, or what can I do? I mean, they left my whole bathroom a total disaster.
Well, and have we paid them?
No, luckily I put a stop on a check the next day.
Okay. Well, I mean, at this point, I mean, I think that I don't know this company. I don't know who these people are. But, I mean, if you're not confident in the work that they're doing, then you need to probably have a conversation with the owner of this company and say, look, I got to get somebody else in here to fix all this.
His whole location is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota area.
Well,
that's the only location I got out of him, except the phone number, which is Northeast Illinois.
Right. Well, I mean, again, I don't know the contract that you signed, but almost always it says, do something in a workmanlike process, which is kind of a weird piece of legalese. But based on what you're describing, Ed, at this point, if you're holding the money and they don't have any money, then you're holding all the cards as far as whether or not they're going to come back and fix all this. And if it's part of a larger organization, you said it's based in Minneapolis, so it's like a franchise or something, I would put pressure on the larger company to come in and fix it and make amends. And maybe even if you don't want this person back in your home, hire a plumber to come out and do this and get it fixed.
I tried that. Nobody wants to touch it because they don't want to have the legal after effects and this.
Well, there's a great group of plumbers in the Chicagoland area called plumbers911.com, okay? And their phone number is, I'm going to give you that phone. Well, I'm going to write it down for you, and I'll get you the phone number. But if you go to plumbers911.com, that's the place that I would start, okay? Sorry about all that. Lou Manfredini here. Give it to him later. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, 720 WGN here at Fox Home Center. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, taking your calls live till 10 on House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
All working on a building out of hand-hewn brimstone.
Welcome back. You people are great. Thank you so much for coming out this morning. And for those of you that hung around because there was free food and booze, I get it. I would stay here, too. That's so nice of you to spend time with us today here at Fox Home Center. And we got lots of people to thank this morning. First, we'd like to thank Fox Home Center for hosting this great event. Thank you very much. Fox Home Center for Everlife Luxury Vinyl Flooring from MSI, PPG, Prolux, Shiloh Cabinetry, our friends at Trex Decking, Didi Sirocco with Gravy in LaGrange for all the yummy food. Really nice job.
Yeah.
Our Tiki ladies in the background. Ladies, nice jobs. Yeah, give a big wave. Very nice job. The Rhythm Rockets, be sure to catch them April 19th at Club Arcata at the Speakeasy in St. Charles. Ernie Scranton, who came and set everything up. Bob Ferguson for pushing all the buttons back at WGN. Ben Anderson for producing there. Kevin McDonough and Marlene and Rick Wells. And Lindsay Smithwick, the finest producer that any person could work with. Thank you very much. It's so nice. A lot of work to organize all this. So thank you very much. You're all terrific. I say this all the time. WGN has the best listeners, and we so appreciate it. This radio station really does belong to you, and we always want to respect that and hold it in high esteem that you trust us to give you information and give you that kind of news. And it's quite humbling to come out at 7 in the morning and see a couple hundred people sitting here with insomnia. It's really, thank God for you insomniacs. It's really terrific. John Williams is coming up. Hey, John, I got three quick questions for you.
Go.
Who said this? Never put off tomorrow what you can do today.
Jefferson.
I cannot live without books.
Jefferson.
I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past.
My boy TJ.
I think I would like that better on a t-shirt than nut sledge.
Than nut sledge?
It's a weed that you could get in your lawn, and I thought it'd be funny to have that on a t-shirt just says nut sledge. And people would be like, what is that? Oh, it's a weed. But I think I like the dreams of the future better than the history. And you have a show coming up Saturday, May 18th at 10 a.m. at Classic Cinemas in the Tivoli Theater at 5021 Highland Avenue in Downers Grove.
What
tickets
a swell
are just,
segue.
It's just $33 and available at WGNradio.com.
I'll write you a check, Lou. Thank you for that.
See, now, here's my only problem with these TJ shows.
All right.
I can never attend.
Oh, you want us to move it around maybe for you? I would, Lou. You know I love you. So what, 5 o'clock in the evening maybe? Sunday?
I am literally dying to come to one of these shows because I think they're all I've ever heard is great things and how fun they are. But at 10 a.m., I'm working.
I got to tell you, Lou, I'm going to let you go now, but as you're speaking to me in my headphones, I'm looking up at Channel 9, and you are on Channel 9 right now selling something as well. So,
okay, buy it on Channel 9. Thank you to the audience. Please continue to listen to John Williams on WGN Radio. Thank you, everybody.
That's Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini.